Greetings and welcome to Digging Deeper with Kenneth Frank, where we uncover hidden gems of understanding in the Word of God.
Did you know that the first European convert in Paul's ministry was a woman? Her name was Lydia. She was also the first female convert Luke described in the entirety of his book of Acts. Lydia was a businesswoman from Thyatira who traveled to Philippi to sell her valued products. This Digging Deeper profiles this exceptional woman who blessed Paul's ministry. Through divine direction, Paul was forbidden by the Holy Spirit to travel to Asia Minor and Bithynia in the early 50s AD to preach the gospel, Acts 16:6-12. Instead, he was guided by a vision to travel across the sea from modern Turkey to Greece. And there he preached at a river outside the city of Philippi in the Roman province of Macedonia, where women gathered for prayer on the Sabbath because there were not enough men making a quorum to establish a Jewish synagogue, Acts 16:13. Our focus verses for this study are Acts 16:14-15, King James Version throughout. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, who worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Subheading, Lydia and purple dye. Luke reported that she worshiped God. The NIV Study Bible explains her status. Quote, Lydia was a Gentile who, like Cornelius, Acts 10, verse 2, believed in the true God and followed the moral teachings of Scripture. She had not, however, become a full convert to Judaism. End of quote. As such people were called then, she was a God-fearer, a Gentile who associated with Judaism. Being a seller of purple, she was a merchant of dyed garments. Oriental dyeing was prominent in Paul's world. Manners and Customs of Bible Lands by Fred H. White reports, quote, The Orientals have some very fine dyes. Their favorite color is a bright crimson, and the dye they use to make this color comes from a worm or grub that feeds on oak and other plants. Indigo is made from the rind of pomegranate. Purple is made from the murex, shellfish, which can still be found on the beach at the city of Acre. End of quote. The New King James Study Bible describes the painstaking effort to create this dye. Quote, Purple dye had to be gathered drop by drop from a certain shellfish. Because it was so expensive, purple dye was used on garments worn by royalty. As an artisan in purple dyes, Lydia was a wealthy woman who had come to Philippi to practice her trade. End of quote. Word Pictures in the New Testament by A.T. Robertson associates this color with a modern term. Quote, There was a great demand for this fabric as it was used on the official toga at Rome and in Roman colonies. We still use the term royal purple. End of quote. However, not everyone was authorized to wear this color, as explained by the expository notes of Dr. Constable. Quote, During the Roman period, laws restricted who could wear clothes dyed purple because it was the most precious of all colors. Thus, Lydia undoubtedly dealt with an exclusive and affluent clientele. End of quote. Lydia's hometown. Subheading. Manners and Customs of Bible Lands by Fred H. White connects this process to her home city of Thyatira. Quote, She was a merchant who sold the purple dye to tanners, weavers, and others. This business of dyeing with which she was connected had long been centered in the city of Thyatira. Inscriptions have been discovered that referred to a guild of dyers that was located in that vicinity. End of quote. The NIV Cultural Background Study Bible describes her home city. Quote, Thyatira in Western Asia Minor was strong in textiles. It was in the region of ancient Lydia, making Lydia a fitting name for this woman. Some scholars believe that 10,000 crushed shellfish were needed to yield a single gram of the costliest purple dye, the sort from Tyre. Some believe that dyers in Thyatira and Macedonia used a less expensive substance, the madder plant for Thyatira. End of quote. Daniel Whedon's commentary on the Old and New Testaments narrates the extent of the trade of this product. Quote, the purple traffic in this region was earlier than Homer, and women were the purplers. By the great Roman roads, the traffic between Thyatira was, at this time, easy, and inscriptions are still extant, describing the trade as it once existed. End of quote. Fawcett's Bible Dictionary associates Thyatira with Philippi. Quote, Thyatira, being a Macedonian colony, had much contact with Philippi, the parent city. End of quote. Subheading, a responder to the call. Acts 16:14 declares the Lord opened Lydia's heart. The Holman KJV Study Bible explains this divine-human interaction. Quote, Luke combined both human and divine initiative in the description of Lydia's response. The Lord opened her heart, but she attended to what Paul said. End of quote. The Dake Annotated Bible Notes defines the condition for responding to God's calling. Quote, some people are honest and yield to the Lord to open their hearts, and others refuse all offers of God's dealings and are hardened. End of quote. The pulpit commentary, edited by H.D.M. Spence and Joseph S. Excel, explains this miraculous opening. Quote, to open is applied here to the heart, Philippians 1:4, to the eyes, Luke 24:31, to the ears, Mark 7:34 and 35, to the understanding, Luke 24:45, and to the scriptures, Luke 24:32. End of quote. Her baptism in Acts 16:15 was noteworthy for Paul's ministry, as explained by the Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown commentary. Quote, the mention of baptism here for the first time in connection with the labors of Paul, though it was doubtless performed on all his former converts, indicates a special importance in this first European baptism. Here also is the first mention of a Christian household. End of quote. Acts 16:15 details that her household was also baptized. The Holman KJV Study Bible explains, quote, if the leader of a household converted, perhaps others of the household, such as children, servants, spouse, etc., were persuaded to respond in the same way. It is assumed on the basis of Lydia's response in Acts 16:14 and her question to Paul after her baptism that her confession of faith preceded her baptism. This suggests that only those of the household who were mature enough to make their own positive response to the gospel would have been baptized. End of quote. Her household consisted of various adults, as suggested by the NIV Cultural Background Study Bible. Quote, who constituted Lydia's household is uncertain. It could have included servants, freed persons, or workers. She apparently heads her own household, which could mean that she was widowed, divorced, or a prosperous freed woman. End of quote. Subheading, a courageous hostess. Acts 16:15 describes Lydia's inviting Paul and his traveling companions to stay in her Philippian home. The NIV Cultural Background Study Bible provides important cultural background. Quote, dealers in purple could be persons of means although Lydia is technically a foreigner in the city. Hospitality was a prized virtue in the ancient Mediterranean world, and Lydia would count it an honor for this ministry team to stay with her. It would not be unusual for Jewish people to provide guests lodging for 3 weeks if they found the guest trustworthy. Inns were notorious for prostitution and other issues that made them less than ideal for Jewish travelers. Perhaps 10% of ancient benefactors were women, end of quote. Acts 16:15 notes that Lydia constrained Paul and his associates to stay with her. The Cambridge Bible for Schools and Colleges explains this term, quote, used only by St. Luke in the New Testament here and Luke 24:29 of the two disciples at Emmaus. The force used was that of a prayer which would hear no nay, end of quote. The preacher's complete homiletical commentary, edited by Joseph S. Excel, offers reasons Paul may have been hesitant to accept her offer at first. Quote, up to this time, the four teachers may have supported themselves by their own labors. Paul as a tent maker, Luke as a physician, Silas and Timothy in ways unknown. That Paul was reluctant to accept Lydia's invitation has been argued from the words, and she constrained us, compare Luke 24:29. And this he may well have been, not because of unwillingness to partake of the hospitality of others, see Romans 16:23, or to receive assistance from them when his circumstances required, Acts 24:23, 28:10, and Philippians 4:15, but because he wished to avoid the imputation of being actuated by mercenary motives. Acts 20:34, 2 Corinthians 12, verses 17 and 19. In the early 50s AD, Lydia hosted the Philippian church's meetings in her house, Acts 16:40. Paul and his associates had just been imprisoned and released there, Acts 16:16 to 39. This displays her courage in the face of growing civic opposition. She and other converts formed the nucleus of that church, to whom Paul wrote an entire epistle in the early 60s AD. Fawcett's Bible Dictionary notes, quote, Lydia may have been also one of those women who labored with Paul in the gospel at Philippi, Philippians 4, verse 3, end of quote. Lydia was a devoted female disciple of Paul's ministry and a generous member of the early Church of God. Her legacy lives on today in the lives of many Christian women who follow her lead.
This has been Digging Deeper with Kenneth Frank. To learn more about the Bible and living a godly life, go to Living Education at lcgeducation.org, sponsored by the Living Church of God.